Oh mama, the Afghan of drama. For some, it is trauma. Bonjour et bienvenue. Welcome to Afghan Rush, episode 12. Right here on Comfort 95.1 FM. I'm the Mighty George and I'm live in Cote d'Ivoire for the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations played in 2024. Day 11 came and served. Heading into day 12, we can confirm that 12 teams have qualified for the round of 16 of AFCON 2023 with 4 games to go and 4 spots left. The first 2 games of the day saw defending champions and the only team that will finish with maximum points, Senegal, take on one of the tournament's dark horses, Guinea. And in the other center, it was Cameroon against the Gambia. The first half ended goalless in both games, but the defending champions finally broke the deadlock in the 61st minute with Abdoulaye Sack heading home after meeting Diatta's cross. Ilman Ndiaye, who came in for Ismail Assar, got his first AFCON goal after a well-walked team play before Sadio Mane threaded a pass through in the 90th minute and they doubled their lead to win the game 2-0. Guinea, despite losing, also advanced to the knockout stage but finished in third place. Yet, more late drama on the final match day of the AFCON group stage, with Cameroon securing a vital win despite going 2-1 down in the 85th minute. And after ending goalless at halftime, never write off the AFCON of goals. Toko Ekambi headed home brilliantly to put the indomitable Lions in front in the 56th minute. That joy was short-lived when Abel Diallo smashed the ball past Ondua, Onana's cousin, in the 72nd minute. And later on, Ibrahim Akoli flew off the bench to establish a 2-1 lead in the 85th minute and raise the hopes of the Gambians. But reverse will be the case as their joy was short-lived. James Gomez scored an unfortunate own goal, which their miseries will be compounded in the 91st minute with who else than Chris Wu. From being bottom of the group 5 minutes ago, they were second, and that will mean that they have to face the Super Eagles of Nigeria on Saturday. Finally, a group you would have predicted the final day standing. Group of death for a reason. Senegal top, Cameroon number 2. The second matches of the day were between Angola and Burkina Faso, both jostling for top spots, while Algeria and Mauritania were looking for who would finish as third best. Angola opened scoring in the 36th minute through Mabululu as they led by a lone goal at halftime. They had to wait till the 92nd minute to get their second and seal the group's top spot with a Zini goal. It's the first time that Angola have won more than one game at a single AFCON. For the Stallions, they advanced, finishing second. In the other game, the 2019 champions. And this was just 5 years ago, but it doesn't matter any longer as Mauritania drew first blood thanks to a captain's goal against Algeria. Mohamed Delali Yali put them in front in the 37th minute. Well, as the AFCON may have it, that will be the only goal of the game. Mauritania eliminated Algeria and secured their first ever AFCON victory, having not won any of their previous 8 games in the AFCON. That's 6 losses and 2 draws. The 2-time champions, the Fenex Foxes of Algeria, finished bottom of Group D, while the first-time AFCON victors progressed to the knockout stage in third. Like Ghana, like Algeria. Well, 32 games, 88 goals, with 20 games to go. You can rest assured that more than 14 goals will be scored and we will have a new record for the most goals ever scored in the history of the AFCON. What a rush. Today is the conclusion of all group games, with Group E and F having a final say of 4 more teams that will join the big boys in the round of 16. Third versus first in Group E as Namibia take on Mali, and this will be their first ever encounter in the AFCON. Ghana's dramatic draw with Mozambique on Monday has taken some jeopardy out of this game, with Mali now guaranteed a place in the knockout stage. They will still want to ensure top spot in Group E, and Namibia will be hoping to secure their own place in the last 16, and this they must do by avoiding defeat, but it would be a big task for Colin Benjamin's men to win and leapfrog Mali in the group, with the Eagles unbeaten in 9 group stage games at the AFCON, 5 wins and 4 draws. Elsewhere, Tunisia and South Africa will be the other encounter in the group. The Ketege Eagles have been underwhelming. Before the tournament began, they were firm favorites to top Group E, and few would have predicted them being bottom ahead of match day 3. But that's the reality, and they must beat South Africa to reach the knockout stage. In what will be their 5th meeting and being in a precarious position, can they achieve that? Well, fingers crossed. In the last of 6 groups, in one of the 2 games in Group F, we will have a first ever encounter between Tanzania and DR Congo at the AFCON. Tanzania is still winless at the AFCON, and they will be looking to change that as there is all to play for and all 4 teams still able to qualify for the knockout round. What a lucky group. The Stade Laurent Pokou will be hosting the other game in Group F between Zambia and Morocco in what will be their 3rd encounter at the AFCON. Morocco already confirmed among the teams that would be in the round of 16. Zambia battling it out with qualification firmly in their sights. Zambia will have to be at their best against the African best, as their last win at the AFCON still dates back to 2012 when they beat Ghana 1-0 in the semi-finals. They of course went on to lift the trophy in the final, beating Ivory Coast on penalties. Now the scenario for Zambia is simple. They need to win to guarantee qualification for the last 16. It doesn't sound that simple. What a rush indeed.
Comfort 95.1 FM. Uyo.
Hey, I'm on Nigeria. Hey, you got your shilling lekos.
Nigeria.
Oba, can you make one of yours?
Mutani na Nigeria. Muye shikuma yonzu.
Sabi, sabi. Lekova, lekova, lekova.
Now time to go into the Eagles' nests and hear from some stakeholders there. Of course, the Super Eagles observed a day of rest. Well, after all, they have 4 days in between them before the next game against Cameroon. Let's first hear from Joe Aribo, a midfielder who has handed his first start on Monday against Guinea-Bissau.
We're really happy that we've made it through. That was our aim when we came in, we wanted to go through. So we're happy to be in the hat for the next round.
If you had to build any team at this stage of the tournament?
I think for us, we're not looking at any team. I think if we come to do what we want to do, which is win, we have to play and we have to play against the best. So yeah, I think for me, I don't really want to speak on my performance. It's for you to see how I played and you to judge my performance. No, I think for us, we just have to take every game as it comes. We aim to win the tournament, so you have to play any team, you have to play the best. Yeah, I've always known that in every single game, you have to earn the right to play and the respect to play, and you have to fight every single game that you play.
Well, Joe Aribo wears the number 10. Back in the day, that was a very heavy shirt to put on. I wonder how he feels when he wears that. Okay, looks like he's feeling very, very confident. Let's encourage him then as we look forward to Saturday's game. Speaking about Saturday's game, let's also hear from the youngest Football Association chairman in Nigeria, Faisal Mohammed, who is also optimistic that the Super Eagles are favorites to go all the way in this tournament.
It was the bare minimum. So we're all, as you can see, the joyful mood everyone is in. That was the bare minimum requirements from all the football fans back in Nigeria. We've been praying and hoping for that. We have to thank God for all the victory. Definitely. This last victory, it has boosted the morale of the players and the confidence is high.
Do it again, guys. Let's definitely do it again. But we can tell you that the Super Eagles training for the next 2 days will be closed doors. That's right, today, Wednesday, and tomorrow, Thursday, will be 100% closed doors as the team hopes to strategize ahead of Cameroon's game. But on Friday, 15 minutes access will be granted to our journalists, and that will be ahead of the pre-match press conference, which is slated for January 26. All right, no distractions, and I definitely subscribe to that. Well, in other news, the Ghana Football Association have announced that they have parted ways with Chris Hughton, while, of course, Gambia head coach Tom Somfier has also resigned following that loss to Cameroon last night. Well, that off Chris Hughton was smelling in the air, especially after what transpired right after the game. For coach Tom Stemfie, who was a one-time technical director for Nigeria Football Federation, where he managed the Gambian team for 7 years, and in that seven-year reign, he guided them to their first ever AFCON in 2021. And they exited there in the quarterfinal stage. So Gambia really put in a good fight, but couldn't make it. We also hear that Jamel Belmadi, the AFCON 2019 winning coach in Algeria, is expected to resign as head coach of the Algerian national team. He was seen crying profusely during a pitch side interview after the game. While the coaching casualty list is increasing, one other coach's profile is increasing as well. His name is Amil Abdou, the French Comorian, as is known. Partly French, partly Comoros. Of course, after leading Comoros to the knockout stage of the AFCON and also led the side to win their first ever match at the AFCON in 2021, they kicked out Ghana in the process. This year, he leads Mauritania and he guided them to a historic 1-0 win over Algeria to book the nation's first ever AFCON win and a place in a knockout stage. Check that name, Amil Abdou. Hadn't coached any team before Comoros, and here he is as the man of the moment. But other teams like the Gambia actually are breaking records right here. Cape Verde, a country not up to 100 million people, emerged group winners in a group that had Egypt and Ghana. Equatorial Guinea also emerged winners in a group that has Nigeria and Cote d'Ivoire. Namibia, with 2.6 million people, had their first ever AFCON win, and they are lined up for possible qualification. And Mauritania, a country with 4.9 million people, won their first ever AFCON match, dispatching the 2019 champions in the process. And they are definitely through to the next round, where they take on Cape Verde on the 29th of January in Abidjan. Before then, Nigeria take on Cameroon on Saturday 27th, while Equatorial Guinea take on Guinea-Conakry on the 28th of January. That is on Sunday. Well, three confirmed fixtures, five more to go as the round of 16 of the Africa Cup of Nations 2023. That's all for now, folks. Until later in the day when I hit you with more updates right here on Comfort 95.1 FM, this is the Mighty George saying peace out, one love, au revoir, merci, akwaba. What a rush.
Comfort 95.1 FM. Uyo.